When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it was written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms, and he blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people, Israel." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Super Sunday, that's today. It's super in more ways than I think first people most imagine. But yes, it is Super Sunday because it's a Super Bowl. And, you know, there's good news and bad news today about the Super Bowl. The bad news is the Steelers are not playing in it. But the good news is that New England isn't playing in it either. It's still going to be great because I already see some Hall of Fame jerseys out here. Paul Amala is going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, so that's good for us Steeler fans. But it's always a contest, right? Everybody likes to have one up against another. So today we have San Francisco up against the Kansas City Chiefs, a really good offense versus a really good defense. So it should make for a very boring game. I think the commercials will shine as always anyways. But when we think of how we want to compete, we always know that we're looking at ourselves against another, or we're watching a battle be played out. And that's always the way it's been throughout history with Christianity. Christianity has always been battling that for which is worldly. And in fact, on purpose, that has happened. It started with St. Paul, really, when St. Paul visited Athens. And he went to Athens, and there was temples built to every god. There was a temple to Zeus. There was a temple to this god. There was a temple to that god. There was a temple to this god. And then, just in case, so that they wouldn't upset anybody or any of the gods, they had a temple for the unknown god. This way, we don't know who you are, but we're going to pray to you just so we're in. So Paul said, that temple you have for the unknown god, that's Christ Jesus' temple. He's the only god. And if you pray to him, then all others will fall subject to him. Because, you know, in the time of the Romans, the gods were a part of creation, whether it was the sun or the strength of the harvest, whatever it might be. But Paul made it clear, there is no battle here. There is one God, Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Lord. Today is Super Sunday because, not because of the groundhog, he didn't see a shadow today, right? So that means spring's coming earlier. He was so right. It was snowing this morning. Now it's beautiful. The groundhog's right on track. No, it's Super Sunday because this is the feast of the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great feast to fall on a Sunday that we could celebrate. It is the feast truly of the one who comes to bring us salvation. And it's ironic that the pagans had a feast on this very same day. It was the Arbolic Feast. It was a feast of the sun, S-U-N. And in the midwinter, they began to celebrate, looking and hoping for the sun to return. So they would light every candle in their house as a sign of the waiting of the sun, the warmth and the bright years to come in the spring. So the church celebrated the presentation of the Lord as the candle mass, is the mass that we bless all the candles for which will be used for liturgy. Because why? Christ Jesus is the light of the world. is the light of the world that we have in the Paschal candle, for the altar candles, the tabernacle candle, and all our devotional candles remind us that the darkness will never overshadow Christ. So we have the Feast of the Presentation on the same day as that pagan feast, and we too celebrate the coming of the sun, S-O-N, because he is the warmth, he is the light of our lives. And then, 1887, the groundhog comes in, same day, February 2nd, Feast of the Presentation, Lord, the Feast of the Groundhog. And what does the groundhog do? He either comes out or he sees his shadow or he doesn't. You know, it's about a little bit over 100 times he did see his shadow, meant six more weeks of winter. About 23 times that he didn't see a shadow, like today, so that's going to be a quick spring. And there was like six times that they didn't record anything. One time they went to get the groundhog out and he was frozen to death in there. And so he couldn't make any prediction that year. We just had to wait to see what happened. But you see what we know about Christ Jesus around this time too, right? We know that he was that light, that star afar that brought people to Bethlehem. But now when Jesus is brought to Simeon waiting for the coming of the salvation of the people of Israel, the Holy Spirit was upon him. See how that works? The Holy Spirit disposes us to see the light, the true light. And when he sees the Christ child, now he says, my eyes have seen the salvation, overcoming the darkness for the people of Israel, the true Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. So when we celebrate this, we also know that very shortly, we too will be counting 6 weeks. 6 weeks, not to the beginning of spring, but 6 weeks to a spring of a new life in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These battles are always out there. We're doing it constantly, not just in the old times of the church, but even today. St. Nicholas against Santa Claus. The Christmas season against the sparkle season. The resurrection Easter against the chocolate bunny. The world's always going to try to cover up the reality of God's presence in our lives. And we are called not to allow that to happen. So today we celebrate Super Sunday, the day we celebrate Jesus being presented in the temple to be known to all as the light of the world. So what should we do on this day as our mission? I think first and foremost, we should root for Kansas City because we don't want San Francisco to get their sixth Super Bowl. But what do we want to do with 2020 Vision as our mission? I think what we need to do today and every day is allow the light of Christ to illuminate our minds, our hearts, and our souls so that we can be that light for him. Allow him to illuminate your mind. Learn of him. Allow your intellect to grow in your understanding of who he is as the light of the world. Because our intellect is like a candle. It's bright with truth. And if we take another candle and light from it and light other candles, sharing that light of faith, ours does not become dimmer. But the light around us and the darkness begins to fade away. Secondly, allow yourself to be the light of Christ of your soul to help others in the darkness of their lives. Be the light in the darkness for others. How do we do that? We reach out to those who are suffering, whether they're suffering physically, whether they're suffering emotionally in anxiety, whether they're suffering a lack of faith or despair because of death of a loved one. We bring that light of Christ to them in the confidence and the hope of the truth. And finally, let Christ be the light of our hearts. Let us ask him to help us to love more today than we did yesterday. Because then we allow Christ in the presentation of the temple to be a gift we receive and a gift that we give. A gift of our minds, fully knowledgeable about Christ. Our souls reaching out in hope of the resurrection, which follows the light of Christ, finally to love like Christ in the presence of all those who need his presence be known in their lives and the lives of others. When you receive him in the Eucharist today, ask him for those gifts, the gift of hope, faith, and love, and act in his name And you will be truly bearing the gift of this Super Sunday, the gift of Christ to others. And I promise I will do the same.